New Orleans is a city famous for its food, mix of cultural influences, and of course, its music. The city known as the Big Easy is the birthplace of several styles of popular American music, including jazz and ragtime. New Orleans has a long history of combining musical art forms to create something different and fun. The band Bonorama is both. The New Orleans-based group brings together funk, rock, blues, and jazz, creating a gumbo for the ears. Bonorama has horns like many local bands, but unlike most groups, the trombone players lead this band. Craig Klein and Mark Mullins are the founders of Bonorama and two of its three trombone players. Both Mr. Klein and Mr. Mullins performed as part of the brass section for another New Orleans musician, Harry Connick Jr.
I don't much care if I am the last in
Craig Klein says he was inspired to start the band that would become Bonorama while traveling and playing music for Harry Connick Jr.
Mark and I were on tour with Harry Connick Jr. We started playing with him in 1990. And we were in New York, and I went and saw this Cuban band had five trombones, and I just had an idea. Let's make a New Orleans band that features the trombone.
The group formed in 1998. Mark Mullins says he knew from the start that the sound of Bonorama was different.
The sound of the unit from the very beginning was obvious. It connected with people for some reason. And I think people heard a sound when bringing these instruments together that they hadn't really heard before. In New Orleans, you hear a lot of different things. I mean, you'll hear funk bands and rock bands and, of course, brass bands. But a band of all trombones with the sousaphone and the conventional, like, funk band rhythm section was kind of different.
One special quality is that Mark Mullins sometimes makes his trombone sound like an electric guitar. He creates this effect using a guitar pedal that he connects to a microphone on his trombone. He can lift the pedal up and down to make different kinds of sounds, just like a guitar player. He says audiences enjoy hearing guitar sounds coming from a trombone. He adds that he is able to express musical ideas with the guitar pedal that may not be possible with trombone alone.
It's definitely fun to, it's like driving a different car, you know, speaking a little different language for a second there, because you can say things that you might not get away with saying quite as well. It gives you a different vocabulary for a minute. It's neat. But the rock stuff is fun. It transfers real well, and I think if you pick the right songs and just have fun with it, be honest with it. I think people kind of connect with that. They know if you're having fun. They know if it's kind of honest. And the sound of here, for the audience perspective, apparently it seems like they get a kick out of hearing Hendrix or Led Zeppelin through the voice of sousaphone and trombones. And it's fun for everybody.
Bonorama's latest album is called Shake It, Baby. It is the band's sixth album. But Craig Klein says the horn section has recorded music for at least 10 other musicians or groups, including R.E.M. and OK Go.
We were on R.E.M.'s record. We were on Sierra Leone record. We did a record with some of the OK Go guys. Cowboy Mouth.
Cowboy Mouth.
Radiators. Wunderlich, Mark Stone. I guess we've probably been, as a horn section, probably about 10 different records or more.
Bonorama recently performed at the Hamilton in Washington, D.C. This reporter got to not only attend the performance, but to take the stage and play trombone with the band. It was an unforgettable experience, both as an audience member and a performer. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story. Section, noun, a part of a band or orchestra that has one kind of instrument. Gumbo, noun, a thick soup made in the southern U.S. with meat or seafood, and usually okra. Inspire, verb, to make someone want to do something, to give someone an idea about what to do or create. Conventional, adjective, of a kind that has been around for a long time and is considered to be usual or typical. Microphone, noun, a device into which people speak or sing in order to record their voices or to make them sound louder. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.